Dog's cubicle. Yeah, it's a Cali whisper.
Yeah.
Hey, man, can you get me a hot dog?
Hot dog.
Can you get me a hot dog before we go surfing?
There you go.
All right, whatever.
Here we are.
So I got a haircut. Jana got a nice one yesterday. And because she goes to a snotty salon in downtown LaGrange.
Okay.
That's, you know, like a gay name, like so-and-so, so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
And
Mark with a C.
Right. And I mean, I think it's really a person who's named that. Yeah. Or it might be two guys. It might be the two guys that are at the desk all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And she needed a haircut. Like, hey, bro, what's happening? Can you just make it so this makes waveforms? Because I find it to be comforting to watch them.
Yeah, it's nice to see this.
Thanks, man. It's the Pacheco. Dr. Pacheco.
Look at that hair. He's got nice hair.
Yeah.
Is we tracking right now?
Yeah, it's,
we're recording.
See, that's
podcast.
What I'm saying. See, it's not like inputting it or something. So
we've had a lot of problems with that audition for the past
semi-regularly.
What kind of a fucking radio station is on Adobe 1.5?
Yeah, right.
Jesus Christ, they're like on 5. Whatever. On my computer, I have 5.
Oh yeah, they're on the cloud version.
Yeah, right. I'm on the cloud. It updates itself every day.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we just came up with a cool new thing for you to do.
Yeah, while you were sleeping, we put it into your system.
It actually makes you funnier. Just click on it, and I do, and it does.
Put it in your favorites.
So anyway, they couldn't squeeze her in, and they wouldn't even like contact her person.
Wow,
she'll probably mitigate all this, you know. I'm not sure that it's damage. I don't think any of them listen.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
guys, be quiet. The podcast was on.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think, I would imagine they don't even listen to the radio show. And actually, the reason I'm with Nicole is because she is at the place where Janet goes for her nails.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to a place in Hinsdale, Shelbyville,
mm-hmm.
where they were nice to me.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady, Helen, she did a good job. It took a really long time.
Yeah.
And the dude who owned the place was nice.
Mm-hmm.
And he always wanted to talk about radio and stuff.
Okay.
And he always had XRT on, and he would always talk about radio, and I would say, I'm just podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
And he never made any effort to find out about it or listen to it.
How's that work? What's that all about?
Do you know Dave Fogel? I mean, yeah, I know Dave. He comes in here all the time. Yeah, great. Whatever.
I wouldn't put his hairdo up on the wall.
Dave Fogel, he's pretty handsome.
Yeah, but I don't know. He's nuts. I just don't love his do.
Well, I think he's had some cancer.
Oh, sorry.
So that might have affected the do.
Huh. Gotcha.
Hey, if it's a hassle, don't worry about it.
It's not recording. I'll check it out after the show.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Huh. Well, that's a bummer.
Turn it off then.
Yeah. Best not have it on at all.
That guy is still in your space.
It's okay.
It's not okay with me. You want me to go move him right now? Because I'll do it. I don't care.
No. Well.
No, he's moving.
Okay.
Take some. What a bunch of pussies out there. Fuck, man. You see what I did to Joe Gaspar yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
That's a guy I like.
Right. That was
some guy I don't even know.
Yeah, no, he was Joe was basically wrapped in Saran wrap while you Saran wrap.
Mallory,
you...
it's cool. Relax.
Yeah,
she just gave me the stink eye again.
Yeah,
I know we need that. We actually really need this guy because Sean's leaving for a couple days to go see Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
in L.A., Pasadena. I wonder if he'll go to the burrito place and have a burrito.
Oh, I bet he would.
I bet he will.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Because he'll be in Pasadena, although he's staying in Van Nuys.
Okay, and that's how far?
That's the opposite. It's in the valley.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah, it's in the valley.
My son, did I say this? He and his Jamoke friends, they're going to L.A.
Really?
Like next week.
You did not say that.
Yeah. I just sort of found out about it like yesterday, I guess.
Forever?
No, just for 3 days or something.
Not
like
to
that.
Be actors or anything like that.
No, I mean I think they're sort of working on a on a some writing stuff at via Second City or something that one of their buddies is involved in.
Oh.
And they wanted to just go out there and do touristy stuff, and maybe there's comedy clubs. I mean, they're only 19. I don't know if they'll get into any place, but so
is he like in an improv group?
No, he's not.
Is he fun? I mean,
he's super
funny.
He's very funny.
Does he do stand up or anything, or thinking about it? Maybe.
I don't know what his thing is. I don't know what he's thinking about. But I'm happy that he's all of a sudden consumed with like reading interviews with comedy writers and David Sedaris and all this kind mm-hmm. of. He went through Bob Odenkirk's book. He's a big fan of Bob Odenkirk, and you know, so I mean, it's cool. It's cool. But
yeah.
So we'll see what they
you
got.
Want me to try to arrange a meetup. With Man. B.O., if he's out there, he might be shooting, you know.
That would be mind-blowing. That would be, if you can, that'd be great.
I'll ask him. Yeah. All he can say is no.
Yeah, yeah.
Like he did to the 15 million.
All right, so he owes you about 14 million.
Well, he doesn't owe me anything, you know, but.
Yeah.
That's how they do out there, man. I understand it. If somebody says okay.
Mm-hmm.
But part of the reason they said okay was Tom Werner, this is talking about the Disco Demolition movie, Tom Werner owns the Red Sox, so he's got the ability to deal with MLB on all the rights issues. Carsey, she's a smart woman, but Karen Mandebeck grew up here.
Oh, wow.
And was a fan, so... It was a fan tip-in.
That's
kind of,
fantastic.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
They were all saying like, hey, okay, Karen says we're down with it, we're down with
sure,
it.
Sure, she can run mediation. She's like, no, you trust me, this right. is a thing. I understand where this is coming
guys,
from.
Guys, we do that 70s show. This is perfect.
Yeah.
It happened in the 70s.
Right.
So it didn't seem like we needed to go anywhere else,
uh-huh.
but we did.
Yeah.
And then that's where we get the Will Smith idea, which I can't wait. I mean, I can't wait till that comes to the big screen.
Oh. The way he mm-hmm. bugs his eyes out and holds his mouth open to indicate that he's comical.
Right.
That's my favorite.
When the
indicator.
Records blow up.
Yeah.
Whoa. Those records really blew up, man.
Right.
All right. You're your cubicle. Maybe you don't even care, but I care.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. You're the.
It's for their own good.
Mm hmm. Exactly.
It's for their own good. Because kids today, they don't understand. They don't understand. They just think we're.
Yeah,
everybody's at the same level because
mm-hmm.
that's the game we have to play,
uh-huh.
right?
Uh-huh.
In public or whatever, but yeah. it's not true.
Yeah,
got to start at the bottom.
Uh-huh. Let's, you can use that example for
everybody's hashtag Me Too about everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Does that make any sense? Now Mallory's in your spot just to piss me off. So he's at her spot. Send him on the other way. He's got to learn the stuff. I'm sorry. Don't mean to fixate on it. You know what I mean, though.
Mm-hmm.
Kids these days, they feel entitled, I guess.
There right? seems to be,
and it's not their fault. It's the parenting.
Uh huh. And it's the
helicopter parenting.
And the system has made it. Whatever I'm even talking about, but it seems like people certainly in music don't have to sweat it out in the clubs anymore. You don't have to kind of necessarily
right. You just put it on YouTube.
Yeah, and there you can sort of you know, yeah. which is kind of like
everything's been shortcutted, and ultimately I feel that will lead to you being as good as you can be.
Things burn. They come and go more quickly. It seems. I don't know. Brendan seems to be disagreeing. Are we
get making, off my lawn?
No, without reducing it to that, is there? There's no truth in the fact that people can come out of nowhere a lot more quickly. I know. I understand it's always happened, but people don't necessarily have to.
Everyone.
I understand that. I understand
everyone expects to be treated equally these days.
Yeah,
and I understand that in terms of like voting and groping
uh-huh.
and stuff like that, but I don't think it. In the workplace, you still have to start at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Sure. Yeah,
that's
oh,
all
yeah.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
You got to work your way.
Yeah, you worked your way up.
Absolutely.
And there was some groping, which I've apologized for a million times.
Right.
But
right.
boy, he just won't let it.
And that's all you get. Free preview, remember? But we've got more. Check out all of the Steve Dahl Network offerings and become a valued subscriber. Go to Dahl.com and sign up today. Offer not valid in Moldavia, Three Mile Island, and Jerkoffistan.